The ketogenic diet is quickly becoming one of the hottest trends in weight loss. It's supported by celebrities ranging from LeBron James to Gwyneth Paltrow, even some of the Kardashians. There is also a Reddit forum on the subject with 800,000 members. In mice, this high-fat, low-carb diet has been linked to many health benefits, from slower aging to cancer care. In people, it's been used for more than a century to treat children with epilepsy. But as reporter Karen Weintraub explains, following the ketogenic diet is extremely challenging.
Gloria Johnson from Stratham, New Hampshire, was born missing a portion of the right side of her brain. The 9-year-old has been on the ketogenic diet since she was in preschool.
I have seizures.
You have seizures, so is that why you eat special foods?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of foods do you eat?
These.
Okay, can you tell me what they are, though?
Easy words.
Avocado.
Lots of avocado.
What else? Mayonnaise.
Gloria's diet allows her only about 10 grams of carbohydrates a day, less than in a slice of bread. Most of her calories come from fats. She's allowed only very limited fruits and vegetables, and none of the typical childhood treats like candy, cookies, or chips. Gloria's doctor, Elizabeth Teal, is a big believer in the ketogenic diet, though it's still unclear precisely why it works.
So the ketogenic diet is probably the best treatment we have for epilepsy.
Teal is a neurologist and director of the pediatric epilepsy program at Massachusetts General Hospital.
The fact that you can see these kids who've had epilepsy surgery, who've been on 10 medications, 50 seizures a day, come in, start a diet, and become seizure-free, there's something special about it and different about it than our other anticonvulsant medications, and the diet for them can be a game changer.
But sticking to the diet is tough for anyone. To get it to work, you essentially have to feed the body so few carbs that it thinks it's starving.
The body shifts from using glucose to feed the brain to an alternative fuel called ketones.
That's Harvard nutrition expert David Ludwig.
Some people think that they're sort of a super fuel. They burn very efficiently. The brain likes ketones. And they have other metabolic effects, which may be helpful in the prevention of chronic disease.
Eating a ketogenic diet can be generally safe, Ludwig says. There are entire populations of people, like the Inuit and Laplanders, who naturally ate a ketogenic diet their entire lives because of the food that was available to them. And Ludwig thinks the processed carbohydrates that fill the typical American diet are a big problem.
It's programming us to gain fat, and that with those foods, it's just a battle between mind and metabolism that we're destined to lose, because metabolism is stronger, but that lower carbohydrate diets, and especially ketogenic diets, may put metabolism back on our side.
But Ludwig agrees that it can be tough for people to make the shift. He's tried it a few times himself.
I love how I feel on a ketogenic diet, especially the mental clarity and the sense of stability of energy. But it is restrictive, and I especially during the summer.
He also warns against trying the ketogenic diet without first checking with your doctor. Ludwig thinks more research is needed to show whether sticking to a ketogenic diet is really worth the effort and for whom. His group at Boston Children's Hospital is still looking for overweight volunteers for a clinical trial starting this fall. For Gloria Johnson, the ketogenic diet has definitely helped cut down on her seizures. She used to have 50 to 60 a day. Now, with medication and the diet, she's down to just a few most days. But it's a total pain for the 9-year-old and her whole family to follow the diet. To keep her blood glucose levels steady, Gloria has to eat exactly the same number of calories every day. There's no spontaneity for the Johnson family, no weekend trips without hours of grocery shopping, food prep, and packing Tupperwares, April Johnson says.
There's so many parents who just don't want to cook every once in a while, and it's like, I can't be lazy. I just want one time that I can be lazy.
Once, at their wit's end, the Johnsons tried stopping the diet. Within a few days, Gloria had a huge, minute-long seizure at a birthday party, and then another at home.
Those two episodes were enough for me to be like, oh, the diet works. And it works really well. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's really unfortunate, but fortunate that we have something we can turn to, because medication has failed time and time and time again.
The ketogenic diet also has significant side effects when followed closely. Gloria has already suffered from kidney stones. A high-fat diet can be very constipating, so she has to take medicine for that, too. And she's developed reflux. Her mom and researchers hope someone will invent a pill that Gloria can pop to trick her body into thinking she's not eating carbs. Then, as the saying goes, Gloria, and the rest of us, will be able to have her cake and eat it, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.